भगवद गीता 12.19 तुल्य निंदा स्तुतिर मौनी संतुष्टो येन केनचित अनिकेतः स्थिर मतिर भक्तिमान मे प्रियो नरः। कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग विद मूविंग टुवर्ड्स द कंक्लूजन ऑफ द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द क्वालिटीज ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज दैट एंडियर द डिवोटीज टू हिम एंड हियर ही सेज Tulyanindastutir Mauni, that one stays equal, who sees as equal, Tulya, comparable. Tulna is comparison, Tulya is comparable. Normally, we consider praise as wonderful. Suti is wonderful, wonderful. I want more and more of it. And Tulyanindastutinda is criticism. We want to avoid it. We find it intolerable. So, stuti is like nectar. We want it to flow more and more and more. And ninda is like poison. We want to stop it and stop it right away. Tulya ninda stutir mauni. So, now to be actually able to stay equal amidst ninda and stuti. That is not at all easy. So, to see them as comparable, Krishna has earlier talked about sama. Sama means similar. Krishna uses a similar word over here, tulya, comparable. Tulya ninda stutir mauni. Mauni is silent. Silence can be verbal, silence can also be mental. You know, verbal silence is good. Sometimes some people are chatterboxes. They just want to keep speaking. And then sometimes you feel, just silence. I want some silence. Stop speaking. So, now yes, sometimes if people are speaking too much and we want silence, and that silence is good for spiritual growth. And for our own inner contemplation and inner growth, now we also need mental silence. The mind is the worst chatterbox. And the mind keeps chattering. This is like this, that is like that. Why don't you get that? Why don't you do this? So, the mind is a maddening chatterbox. Chatter. Sometimes people just by chattering, just if they drive us mad. So like that, the mind also keeps chattering. And by its chattering, it drives us mad. So, mauni. So both physical and verbal and mental silence. That's what a devotee has. Devotee's mind is peaceful. Prashantamanasam yenam yoginam sukhamuttamam. Prashantamanasam yenam. 6.27, Krishna says that. The mind becomes peaceful for the yogi because the rajoguna has gone. Upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham, because one identifies oneself with one's spiritual core, recognizes that I am spiritual, brahma bhutam. So, mauni. Tulyanindastutir mauni santushto yena kena chet santushta, peaceful, satisfied rather, yena kena chet, by whatever one gets, one is satisfied with that. Krishna has actually used the word santushta earlier in the same sequence. Santushta satatam yogi yatatma dudunishchaya mai arpita mano buddhir yomad bhakta same priyaha. That was 12.14. Santushta satam, always satisfied. And now here, santushta yena kena chit, whatever one gets, one is satisfied by that. So this quality of satisfaction is considered so significant by Krishna that he repeats it twice over here in the sequence of verses. If there is no satisfaction,
then there cannot be the foundation for spiritual takeoff. If there is material dissatisfaction, now, actually speaking, even spiritual takeoff requires some kind of dissatisfaction in life. If our material life is going on fine, why would we want to practice spiritual? Why would we want to inquire about spirituality? But that's different. When Krishna talks about satisfaction, santushta, he's talking about how the satisfaction that enables a devotee to not be restless at the material level. Okay, this is what I have, this is okay. Let me move on. So, the ambition that we have, we can direct the ambition spiritually, vertically upwards, not horizontally in the material world realm, trying to move to some other better material location. That will not lead to satisfaction. So we can direct our dissatisfaction vertically rather than horizontally. That means let our dissatisfaction propel us vertically towards raising our consciousness towards Krishna, wherein we will find lasting satisfaction. Not horizontally, that means in trying to find some situation materially which is we feel really more comfortable than our present situation. So let dissatisfaction drive us vertically towards Krishna, not horizontally towards some other material situation which we think will be more happy. That is, the grass is greener always on the other side. And actually at the material level, there is going to be no satisfaction, just as the ocean, there may be less stormy water at one place and more stormy water in another place. But even the water that is peaceful at one place, that is also going to eventually become stormy sooner or later. Waves are going to be there everywhere, and some waves are going to be bigger than other waves. So now this, moving upwards, taking our consciousness upwards vertically, that point is stressed again or indirectly pointed towards in Aniketaha Sthiramatir. Aniketaha. Niketan is home. Aniketa is no home. So, devotee is not attached to a particular home at a particular place. No. Aniketaha Sthiramatir. Sthiramati means the consciousness is fixed. So, materially there may not be any fixed location for a devotee, but spiritually there is a fixed location in the absorption in Krishna, in the spiritualization of consciousness, wherein one finds lasting shelter. We're all trying to have comfortable, safe, luxurious homes because we feel, this is where I can be safe, this is where I can be happy. And yes, the body needs a home, that's fine, but the heart also needs a home. There are many people who are at home and then they feel bored at home. For example, women who are homemakers, they may sometimes feel, all day being at home, I want to go out somewhere, I want to do so many things, what do? I at home all day. So, actually speaking, yes, we do need a physical shelter, but the physical shelter alone will not shelter us. It can shelter our body, but it can't shelter our heart. Our heart is sheltered in engagement in Krishna's service, in absorption in Krishna. So, sthiramati, the consciousness is fixed in Krishna. Aniketa sthiramatir. So, that's why a devotee doesn't need necessarily a comfortable physical location, because a devotee has got the supremely comfortable spiritual location at the lotus feet of Krishna. And in that supremely comfortable spiritual location, a devotee finds life's supreme satisfaction. And Krishna says, such a devotee, bhaktiman me priyo nara. Such a devotee is extremely dear to me, Krishna says. The devotee who sees happiness and distress as comparable, That means doesn't take, sorry, is says sees praise and criticism as comparable, doesn't take either of them too seriously, who sees who maintains some silence, physical, verbal and mental, and who silences the chatterbox of the maddening chatterbox of the mind, and devotee who cultivates satisfaction at the material level so that there can be elevation to the spiritual level, who directs whatever dissatisfaction is there vertically rather than horizontally, and the devotee who is who doesn't worry too much about a physical shelter but focuses on ensuring that the consciousness is centered in Krishna. Such a devotee may bhaktiman may priyomara, such a devotee is enriched with devotion, such a devotee is extremely dear to me, Krishna says, is dear to me. Thank you.